This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Had some snow on the flower beds and thinking, boo, snow. That goes well, though, with this time of year. Holidays, but thinking already, though, I don't want you to waste your life away, but if you want to have a good thought, thoughts of things, think about spring. That's all. Just think about the new year and all the new possibilities. The DJV experience, part of the new year and the new experience, the ideas that come from the three of us, distinct, unique perspectives. Jennifer Horn has her ideas. Victoria Keelan has her ideas. Doug Steffen has his ideas. In fact, you even get a bonus with Kara Schillen, who has some ideas as well that may be of value about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a focus on newness here and what's going to happen to all of the people who are here illegally. Immigrants are coming all the time, and what do we do about them? I have an example that I think is a great one. I thought I'd tell you the story of Abraham Cuello, C-U-E-L-L-O, who has been living legally in our country for about 10 years. But he decided, with the rhetoric of the recent election, that it was time for him to become a citizen. He said, quote, "I was a bit concerned that immigration laws might change, and as I'm not yet a citizen, things may change in the future and get a bit harder. So that is why I wanted to take the next step to get my citizenship right away." He's from the Dominican Republic originally. He needed a bit of help to prepare for his citizenship interview and test. And rather than just study a textbook, he attended a program that's sponsored by Catholic Charities. I never knew this existed. And that's really why I'm telling you the story, because I found when I nosed around a little bit that there are a number of these faith-based programs. Mr. Cuello, as are a lot of people that come from Hispaniola, is Catholic. And I, you know, I can go into my whole spiel about what Columbus did and Catholic, you know, all that stuff. And it isn't practical here, nor is it a part of the story, really. The business about who's teaching and what they're doing, the program coordination, what I saw about this man and what he's getting in his preparation. He sits down with these people who are the program coordinators that work with the Catholic Charities. And the director explains how things happen in America. They talk about the history of our country, the history of those people who come here, what they've been through, why they've been an asset. There's a whole thing in this textbook, and there's a CD talking about immigrants who have come to this country and what they have accomplished, what they've contributed, what they've done. And this is the perfect way of doing this. We've stuck our head in the sand after the Patriot Act, and we've shooed a lot of people away that came here to go to school, that could be great contributors, and we haven't let them stay. Now, here's somebody and an example of what's going on in many different areas who want now legal permanent residence and to become citizens. So they're taking these classes. There are 30 different classes like this being conducted in the state that I live in Massachusetts alone. And I think, I bet, in California, Jennifer, there are tons of these. In New York, Victoria, there are. I don't know about Washington, probably. Why the situation seems to be weird and different in Washington, because there's no real leadership. Nobody knows who's in charge, whether it's the feds or the local. Washington's a mess, so I wouldn't use that as an example. But I would use New York and Boston and Los Angeles. And I wonder about where you are. If you know of people who are trying to become legal, those who are trying to do it right, how are we encouraging them to do so? If you apply, you got to pay them $680 to file. Did you know that? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then There's another $725 involved, and I don't know what that's for. but
those are the processing fees. It's like
ticketing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't see the show unless you pay all the ticketing fees.
Yeah. All right. So it's fair, I guess. But some people say, "Oh, I don't want to pay that money." Well, you know what? Being an American citizen has a lot of privileges to it and a lot of good things. So a couple of $100 here and there, isn't it worth it? And spending some time to become legal. Isn't that worth it? It seemed to me
yep.
it would be. I think that there's a lot to be gained by coming here, as we can see by all the people who come legally and illegally. Well, they're not going into... You don't see them running to go to Russia, do you? You don't see them running to go to China. You come to China like this, they just shoot you.
What's Canada... I mean, besides celebrities who claim they're moving to Canada, what's Canada like?
Too damn cold to go up there. Otherwise, a great country.
Yeah, right. Too damn cold.
And we were talking about that yesterday, as a matter of fact, how going to Canada... Canada is just a very civilized place. I think England is such as... That's one of the reasons I like it. So civilized. We hear a lot of those stories. A lot of their... By the way... Now you've hit a hot button with me, Victoria, because the Canadians have an immigration attitude that's better even. The British are having all kinds of problems. That's what the Brexit thing is about. In Canada, they don't seem to have the same problem, even though they do have a lot of immigrants that come to Montreal, to Toronto, Vancouver, the southern cities. Vancouver is a marvelous place, by the way. And it's a little warmer than a year-round basis than much of what the rest of Canada is about. But people are coming there, and they handle it in a responsible way. So,
is it just because they have so fewer people and so much more land?
Maybe. Maybe. That may be it.
I always feel like I'm in New York City, so everything is crunched, and we live in a box on top of another box on top of another box. So when more and more people come in, and I feel like California is very overpopulated, too, and so we feel that crunch. But if you're not feeling that space crunch, maybe that's part of the reason why it doesn't bother Canada in general as much.
It could be. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
More places.
We're speculating.
Yeah. And maybe their infrastructure is better. I mean, we get so overwhelmed in California that the school system starts to suffer. The healthcare system starts to suffer. And that's the issue. It's not the people coming in. It's that the people come in and they're not paying their fair share and they're using the services. And so then you have everything starting to break down. And that's the real thing. My mom is a teacher. When she'd have to actually go to school and bring toilet paper and books and supplies because simply the schools couldn't provide it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And
you hear that all too often, too.
We
hear stories all the time about teachers having to use their own money to buy school supplies for the kids.
There's a sickness in this country that something stuff is really sick. And that's one example. We waste how much money? We have a $125 million school budget in Framingham. And, there's stuff being spent. I happen to know as a town meeting member, we kind of go through the pages of the budget. And they're spending, you're spending that kind of money on that? And you're spending that kind of money on this. There's a new proposal for a school that will cost $24 million to build. The whole town, every school to this point that's ever been built in Framingham, the total doesn't come to $24 million. But it's been a long time since the school was built. So now, and there are, how much did they spend on that new high school? What, $300 million in L.A.? Jennifer?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And what are they doing with it? 60% of the kids hit the road before they get to be...
Right, they don't even graduate.
Before they graduate. So we're building these monuments, these edifices to our foolishness. Anyway, how do I get off on
and
that?
And just on this, on the topic of immigrants, we've just passed this new law into that'll go into effect in January. I don't know if you remember this, Dougie. I'm not sure if you were here, but I think you were. About 20 years ago, there was a huge proposition that was actually backed by the Hispanic community in California, saying that they wanted to make sure that all of their students were able to immerse themselves in the English language programs. Remember?
Yes.
So they threw Spanish out of the schools.
Yeah.
And this was actually by the Spanish Spanish community. This wasn't by the English community that backed it.
They wanted to speak English to survive, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to feel like their students weren't getting the same attention that white or English-speaking students were getting. So that passed, and in 20 years, kids have just been pushed in. They get a year of transition between Spanish and English, and then they get mainstreamed. Well, now there's a new law that just went into effect that totally repeals that, and so now it's going to be all Spanish in the classroom. And I think this is such a disservice. Even if you come here illegally, you want to come here and let your kids have the best chance. And to do that, they probably need to speak the language of the country. And so now they've got a lot of kids coming into the schools who are going to just receive Spanish education. And it's just, I don't know, you look at this and it's like such a disservice to people who want to come into this country and flourish. Yeah. They don't seem to be helping out too much. If people want to assimilate, language is one of the easiest ways for them to do that. When everybody can speak to each other and have dialogue and conversation, I mean, it becomes really important. And for a lot of these kids, their parents are speaking Spanish at home because their parents don't know the language. This is really their only opportunity to get an English education. Right. And I don't know.
And that's where children are so helpful. A lot of the times when you have parents who are first year, they're coming straight from another country, then they don't know the language. And so they use their children. They will learn English and then they can help with insurance or doctor's visits or something like that. And so if you don't have anyone in your household in this country speaking English, it makes everything much harder. So yeah, learning English is a really valuable skill to have.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not fair to, I just think it's not fair to expect us to speak your language when you're here in our country doing business with us. It's just, that's one of my things. 18 at the hour. Good discussion here. DJV time.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline. It is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Radio.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, 888.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I love Ricky Martin. Live in La Vida Loca.
Howdy Doody. Who's the other?
What?
It sounds like Ricky Martin. Come on. What's the other? What's that other pop singer's name?
Enrique Iglesias?
No, not
good. I bet you're getting racist.
No.
The guy who used to be married to Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony?
No. This is somebody that people make. You're Rick. What do they call it? Rick Roll?
Rick Astley?
That's it.
Oh my God. The same first name?
They could not be any more different. Oh, my God.
You are on top today.
Down.
Come on. You are on today.
Come on. Anyway, so Ricky Martin has signed a deal to live La Vida Loca in Las Vegas. Going to do a residency next year at the Park Theater, which is a new part of the Monte Carlo. He announced the residency on the Ellen Show yesterday. He said, quote, "I've been thinking about it for years. To see it become a reality is just an unbelievable feeling." Yeah. Another big announcement that he dropped on Ellen. He got engaged to Juan Yosef, his boyfriend.
Wait, he's gay?
Ricky Martin?
Remember his fake girlfriend for like 15 years?
Yep.
That poor girl. Yeah. Although I'm sure she was paid handsomely.
Yeah. So Ellen asked him how they met, and he said, "Juan, he's an artist, and I'm a collector, so I saw his art, and I went crazy. And I contacted him, and she said, and then you collected him." Anyway, he says about the Las Vegas shows, "In my career, I've been fortunate to be able to share my culture through music while creating an exciting atmosphere. We got no choice but to dance and sing, and we all then can forget our problems," which is too. Yeah, true. I think his music is quite engaging, frankly.
Yeah.
I think
this would be perfect in Vegas.
Yeah.
Talk about, this is a great fit. I would definitely go to see this.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff going to Vegas. I've never been. I feel like I'm dying.
Never been to Vegas?
We got to go. I know. I'm having
maybe
more
where we could
to
get
go
everybody
now.
Together, Jennifer, over the winter.
That would be fun.
It's all
yes.
together. All right, anyway, so this show starts in April. Tickets go on sale Monday. There you go. The latest on Ricky Martin, who moves and grooves. Is that an old expression? Should I not use that? Moving and grooving.
It's yours now.
It is. All right. Belongs to the ages now that I've said it, of course. Up next, Carrie Underwood surprising Crystal Gayle. I think both of these singers are fabulous, but I've been a Crystal Gayle fan a long, long time. So she's going to become the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Remember, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Love it.
Don't
It
Make My Brown Eyes Blue. I'll be back when you're gone. Yeah. The piano is
all night long.
So she was surprised on stage with an offer from Carrie Underwood to join the Grand Ole Opry. Underwood, who lives in Nashville, is on a tour. She appeared during Crystal Gayle's Opry appearance, walked out during the singing of the song.
I think they were going to, they had planned to do a duet, and then Carrie actually surprised her and said, oh, by the way, there's another reason I'm here. Would you like to, you know, join the Opry?
Yeah.
Wow.
This song
really
goes
cool
back to
for her,
1970, and she had a lot of songs like I'll Get Over You. She was the CMA female vocalist of the year in 77 and 78. Won three times Academy of Country Music female vocalist winner. So this is a very appropriate award. 28 past the hour.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet, and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvent Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Doug Steffen, the DJD Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria working on who should be deported. So I oftentimes, I focus on New York Stories with Victoria because she's there, and L.A. Stories with Jennifer because she's there, and Kara, Washington Stories. So I'm in Framingham, not exactly New York, L.A., or Washington, but it's outside of Boston. And it has the same problems. And matter of fact, they're exacerbated because we have the largest Brazilian population living here outside of Brazil. We have thousands of Brazilians that live in Framingham. So a couple of them were arrested because they stabbed another guy on Sunday. Eduardo Ortiz and Lazaro Oronella Cibriano are going to be deported back to El Salvador because they're here illegally. So the ICE guys, if somebody's arrested and they check out their status, they find out they're illegal, so they call ICE. So Immigration and Customs come in, they take these guys, they put them on a plane escorted back to El Salvador. How many times do you think these two guys have had that done to them? Take a guess. They lived in Framingham for 7.5 years.
How do they keep getting back? Great question.
Wait a minute. You didn't really just ask me that question, did you?
Well, I mean, if they're,
They come across the same place from Mexico into Arizona. They get a bus in Phoenix or Tucson, and they come back to Boston. They come back to Framingham. They live in the Beaver Park development. They've lived, the rest of their family is there. They don't even make a secret. They don't even hide. And they got into a fight with, these are Brazilians, they got into a fight with a couple of El Salvadorians. And so, and by the way, the El Salvadorians were here illegally too. So, we got two illegal Brazilians fighting against two illegal El Salvadorians. The illegal Brazilians get shipped back to Brazil, only to come back again. And the El Salvadorians, again, free medical treatment in the hospital. No, what a country. Tell me that doesn't need some attention. That's why you don't like Trump for whatever the reason, and I understand a lot of people don't like him, but that's why he got elected. Yeah. That kind of stuff is why Trump got elected. Whether he got the majority of the popular vote or he didn't, the whole thing built around stuff like that that is just damnable and wrong. And we pay for it. We put these people in a plane, buy them a ticket. And you know what you buy a ticket the day before you put yourself on a plane. How much does that cost to go wherever? It's a lot more expensive than if you buy it 2 weeks out. So this is the kind of stuff, and I say that only sort of in passing because it's just another expense. We're paying for it. They know where these people live. They know they'll come back.
Well, how come we don't know where the hole in the fence is? Because that's the first thing that we want to do, is plug up the hole.
There's not a fence.
There's no fence. They come under, there's any number. If you go to, we're on in El Paso on KTSM. You could get any number of people to call right now. They all know how Juarez is right across La Ciudad Juarez. You can throw a rock from the interstate into Juarez.
Yeah. Less than 25% of the border has any kind of blockade,
no
wall, fence.
No.
I mean, nothing.
It's a joke. They come across in trunks of cars. Some of them have disguises or fake IDs.
They just walk in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you who think, oh my God, this was awful, terrible, this is the reason that he got elected, frankly. This happens all across the country more than you can possibly imagine, and is just not acceptable. All right, 20 minutes before the hour here. Doug and Victoria and Jennifer have Angela Patterson, who is an advanced practice registered nurse, vice president at CVS Health, and chief nurse practitioner officer of Minute Clinic. So you have a lot of expertise, Angela. We're happy you bring it to us so that we can stay healthy. You're probably chuckling to yourself, who is this guy that's interviewing me? He can barely talk. Well, I am normally very healthy. I've been on the air for 50-some-odd years. I'm very fortunate that I have a strong immune system. Grew up on a farm. Don't usually worry about my health. This is not about health, but it is about how your body works. And so it can, if you don't take care of it, lead to other things going wrong and get a head cold or get stuffed up. So with that as a lead in, I know you've prepared a number of tips to help us all stay healthy this next month. Let me back into this a little bit if I may, Angela. What do you do if you're sick before the holiday begins? It's understandable you can get sick after the holidays begin, but those who are sick before, how do you prepare for the traveling?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I mean, certainly we know that when people are traveling and preparing for the holidays, it tends to be a time when we're at greater risk for becoming ill or feeling ill or off our game for a number of reasons, whether it's, straying from our normal patterns or traveling and being in areas where there's more confinement, so you may have more exposure to germs, for example, or you may have been entering the holiday season, after a busy stretch at work, or getting over an illness yourself, or managing a health condition, certainly. So it's really important as we enter this season that we really think about, how are we feeling, and how do we prepare to enter the holiday season in our best health? And if we're feeling under the weather, how do we best optimize that health? So preparation is really important. Key focus things in the holiday are some really basic tips and advice that stand the test of time. And that includes, you know, having a plan around sleep and rest, not letting that get away from you, because if you're not feeling well to start, that will always make it harder to feel better. Maintaining healthy nutrition over the holidays, we do tend to indulge or go off our normal eating patterns. This is really important. This is our fuel, and it's so essential that we maintain healthy diets, as well as exercise. Exercise is a tremendous health booster. And committing to, even when you travel, you can, you know, take walks with your family after dinner, for example, or even join them at their gym or in their yoga class. Some really great ways to stay active when you're not in your own home or in your usual routine. And then lastly is good hygiene is essential, especially if you're feeling under the weather and you're traveling. It is essential that we protect others as well in their health. So coughing or sneezing into tissue or into our sleeves. And an essential thing is one of the best things you can do is practice good hand hygiene to really help not only protect ourselves, but those who we care for around us.
All right. So let me go back a bit to what I suggested early on. The people who are sick or they're on their way and they don't feel well, but they got to go to grandma's house anyway. If you do get into a jam, do you recommend people go to some of these clinics, the walk-in clinics? Are they good? You know, you've talked about preparing yourself, keeping yourself clean. I happen to be lucky enough to have grown up on a farm, and I own a farm, I'm on a farm, so that the dirt, if you will, or what I'm around has helped keep me very strong and my immune system functioning well. A lot of people don't have that. They try too hard to be clean, and therefore they get sick because they don't have a strong immune system. So you're out, you're gone, you've traveled, you're one of the 150 million Americans who will travel 50 miles or more. What do you do?
You know, this is really a challenge for many, many folks. When you travel, when you need care, it can be really, really difficult. You're not near your primary care provider, and facilities that are in the area where you're vacationing, you know, maybe themselves operating on holiday hours. When we're not experiencing a critical issue, utilizing an emergency room can be challenging in that even with insurance, they're very costly, and they can certainly be crowded. Especially during the holidays. MinuteClinic is a terrific option for folks and plays a key role for travelers and vacationers who are experiencing illnesses such as sinus and upper respiratory infections, earaches, or suspected strep throat. Our clinics are located across 33 states in the District of Columbia. No appointment is needed. We accept most insurances, and we're open 7 days a week, including weekday evenings, and even on those holidays, Christmas and New Year's Day. In the markets we serve, we always have at least one location available to provide care to folks.
A lot of people think, Angela, this is the future of healthcare. At least they did when the Affordable Health Care Act came in. Some of these outfits like CVS were smart enough to staff up in areas where they could do practical things and help people practically without it having to go to the doctor 9 to 5. And so there's it does change the face, though, of healthcare in our country. It is changing. And, you know,
As a primary care provider, I value the role that access to health care has in our communities. And certainly it's so important that we do have a primary care provider, someone who we have a relationship with and work with over the long term to really manage our health. But sometimes we're in situations, or we're traveling, for example, and have a health condition and need access to care, quality access to care that's convenient and affordable. And that's where MinuteClinic can really play an important role. So I'm very proud of the work that we've done in that regard.
All right, thanks for the tips and the help. Angela Patterson, who is the Chief Nurse Practitioner Officer for MinuteClinic here.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
People in Denver get to smoke marijuana at restaurants. First U.S. city where you can smoke weed at the bar. This was a measure voted in during the election. Majority of votes say businesses can apply for permits to allow those who are 21 to consume marijuana indoors or outdoors. They have to be designated spots, same as smoking spots, regular smoking spots. Can you imagine going into a smoking lounge?
No, I can't even imagine. I mean, we've had smoke-free, well, in New York and L.A., I know. The rest of the country, you can still smoke in bars and stuff like that. But, you know, it's so bizarre to me to even walk down the street and see someone smoking a cigarette. So yeah. to be in a public place or in a restaurant and have people smoking weed, although I do think it's only vapes, though. So you wouldn't smell.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just vapes, which people vape all the time in restaurants now anyway. So it's
Can't even tell what they're doing in there.
But you'd be able to do this at a yoga studio if you want to. Why'd you
go? I mean, weed and yoga kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They do?
I don't know. I can't stand yoga.
But
so.
You got to bring your own pot because you can't buy it in the public establishments.
Right.
You bring your own.
Well,
so,
we're not Amsterdam yet.
Yes, exactly. No. It's not a coffee shop.
Yeah. So what's this going to do to our country? Are we going to mellow out?
Hopefully.
We're going to become a bunch of potheads. Can you imagine me on pot?
No. No, I can't.
On pot. I think that's
on pot. I know. Yeah. I cannot imagine you on pot, Dickens.
No, I can't imagine you on pot.
No. I can imagine you on the pot, but that's different.
Food for thought. All right, let's see who's selling what here. Megyn Kelly is outselling her book, telling everybody what a lech. There's a similarity here. Follow me with a train of thought for a second. Megyn Kelly writes a book and makes hay while the sun shines about her relationships with people at Fox and Trump and all that other stuff. And she certainly is happy to bear down on Roger Ailes. Similarly, Gretchen Carlson is out now on the... I don't think she's selling a book. She's just telling her story.
Yeah.
I didn't get that she was selling a book, but when she described how Roger Ailes jumped on her and stuck his tongue down her throat, that pretty much... You could pretty easily figure why Fox was happy to write her a check for $20 million and have it kept quiet, but apparently there wasn't a non-disclosure agreement because she's telling everybody that story. My God, what a pig. Hey. All right.
Who Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Now, 53 after the hour, we take you direct to the Hoboken bus station where Tom Kreidler is trying to catch a bus. He's the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, but he's also checking out Hoboken because there was a train crash or something there a month or so ago. Aren't you supervising the rebuild of the station?
That was a tragedy, my friend. That was a tragedy. It left us all quite sad. Hopefully they'll get to the bottom of that cause, but we're here today, to talk about your home improvement questions, your DIY dilemmas.
Really?
So go ahead and send them in or call them in. Let's get to it.
What happened to me and my problems?
I love that. Take a week off. Listen, it's almost the holiday season. You know, show a little holiday love here, Doug. Let somebody else ask a question first.
All right. Okay, you've convinced me. In a moment, questions from you for Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. You can always get to Tom with your questions. Tom at MoneyPit.com. Show phone is 888.
Well, like how someone could call in right now and ask Tom a question.
Well, he couldn't.
I'm trying to sabotage Tom's segment, Dougie.
Why?
What else is new?
Envisioning him as naked or something, standing at the bus terminal,
right,
waiting for a bus.
Totally.
Where
did the bus thing come from?
I'm so confused.
I have no idea.
Don't we have a commercial break coming up?
Yes. Commercials. And then Tommy the K with answers to your questions, maybe.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
I've been told to be serious. So, and it wasn't by Tom, so I don't really pay much attention to anybody else. But I will get these questions so that Tom can answer. There's a fellow named Bill who bought a home, his first home. He went to put a dryer in, but found that he had a duct that had lint all the way around it. My God, imagine how many people with belly buttons lived in that house before he moved into it, Tom.
Yeah, he says he has 60 feet of flex duct with 2 inches of lint all the way through, which is a huge fire hazard, Bill, just huge. First of all, it's real important with the dryer that you get that exhaust duct out of your house as in the shortest distance as possible. And secondly, flex duct has no purpose in a home today. You should only be using the hard metal duct, that smooth duct, so that it doesn't have all those ridges that can get caught in. Now, if you have to go a short distance with flex duct, make sure it's the metal kind, but you've got to find a shorter distance to get that lint from the dryer out because it is a big...
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, that lint is gets caught in those ridges, and it stays there. And if the dryer would overheat, it's going to catch fire.
All right. Joanne has recently had an air conditioning problem, caused a large amount of water to overflow the drain pan in her attic where the AC unit is. So the drywall in the ceiling is wet and gave way.
Yeah, you know, when you have a leak in a ceiling like that, she mentions that I guess it was an older leak, that the ceiling started to bow, right? Drywall does that. It will swell when it gets wet. So if you know you have an active leak in drywall, a quick trick of the trade is just take a screwdriver and poke a hole in that ceiling and let the water drain out. Now, people are hesitant to do that because they think they're damaging the drywall. You're actually saving your drywall because if you let that water out, the moisture inside the wall will actually dry out and the wall will not swell. At this point, you have to physically cut that swollen piece of drywall out. You want to do that by going from ceiling joist to ceiling joist so that you have a place to nail the edge, and then you have to tape it, spackle it, prime the whole ceiling, and repaint. So it's kind of a big job, Joanne.
Well, you better find out where the water, if it's coming out of the overflow, you have to fix that.
Fix the issue, yeah.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who might have a drain of leak in the roof, and it would cause the same thing. So you don't fix it now.
No matter what the source is, you know, if you have a moment where you see water leaking through anything like that in the drywall, you got to put a hole in it to let that water out because it will completely ruin the drywall if you don't.
This is the kind of help you get by listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Find it every weekend all around the country.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.